Okay, simple question now. Where do all the products that fill our lives come from? That's the first line in the foreword to The Toaster Project by Thomas Thwaites. The book details the author's quest to build a toaster entirely from scratch, and in the process highlights what really goes into one of the many appliances we rely on every day. Thwaites took on the project as a graduate student at London's Royal College of Art. He began by disassembling a cheap, run-of-the-mill toaster.
I just took everything apart. And when you really separate everything into its individual bits, there are kind of 400 different bits that have all been brought together to make this object, which makes making a slice of toast marginally more convenient. And I estimated that they were made of, you know, maybe 100 different materials.
And the first thing you wanted to do was figure out how to make steel. It's just one of those things we take for granted. But that also included figuring out where you could mine some iron ore.
Yeah, so, you know, to make the metal grilling apparatus and, you know, the spring to pop up the toast, I knew that I would need to make some steel. And steel is a kind of iron, and iron obviously comes from iron ore. So I phoned up an iron mine just on the border of Wales and said, "Hi, I'm trying to make a toaster. Can I come and get some iron ore?"
What was their reaction?
Well, you know, I spoke to a miner called Ray, and he was fairly nonplussed. And I just went up there the next day, and eventually I kind of nagged them into taking me into the mine, and we found some ore. And yeah, I dragged it back to London in my suitcase, and then, you know, had a suitcase full of rock, which, you know, looks nothing like metal components for a toaster.
So and you're just beginning the project at this point.
Exactly. I went for the iron smelting apparatus. I copied a diagram I found in, like, I think it was a 16th century book, which was originally written in Latin. And it's like the first book on metallurgy ever written, in the West at least, I think. And, you know, the smaller the scale that you want to work on, the further back in time you have to go.
Now, believe it or not, even tougher was making plastic. What were some of the misbegotten attempts you went through to make your own plastic?
Yeah, so plastic comes from oil. So I phoned up the press office at BP and spent about half an hour trying to convince this guy to fly me to an oil rig and let me have a jug of oil.
And actually, that you have the transcript of your conversation with the guy at BP, and he's taking you pretty seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I think he kind of entertained the idea, but he said it would be easier for me to help you if you wanted a tanker full. And the thought did cross my mind of, like, a tanker turning up at, you know, my mum's house in London. But that was kind of something, you know, which I had quite a lot of fun with in the project, was kind of crossing these scales, because a toaster, it's a kind of domestic sized object, but it's produced in these, like, vast industrial kind of processes,
right?
And trying to, like, bring those two scales together was quite a lot of fun. But yeah, so in the end, BP weren't going to play ball. So, kind of out of desperation, I thought, okay, if I'm going to make a plastic case, I'm going to have to think a little bit creatively about what from scratch means. So I thought that if I'm allowed to mine this ancient iron ore, then could I not just sort of be mining some rock which is just a little bit newer, made of plastic, kind of buried in rubbish dumps that I was passing on my way home?
Right. So, you're not really mining, though. You're kind of digging for garbage.
But yeah, basically digging for garbage, but thinking creatively, mining a garbage dump, basically, and melting down this old waste plastic, and managed to turn it into the casing for
right.
my toaster.
And that actually worked. Tell us what you did.
Yeah, so I put together all my bits and had something which looks kind of like a toaster. It didn't pop up. It didn't have a crumb tray. And I'd never been able to get any kind of insulation for the wires. So I had my homemade plug and my homemade copper wires, but without any insulation. So I was actually very scared to turn it on. But I had actually promised, back when I was just starting the project and kind of assumed that I would be able to make a wonderful toaster, I'd promised that I would make everyone toast at a night where people go to demonstrate their stuff.
Okay. And how did it go?
Well, you know, there were going to be people drinking beer, and so I had to demonstrate this, basically a death trap, in front of an audience. But I kind of made sure I was wearing, like, rubber shoes. and plugged in my toaster and switched it on, and for like, you know, a wonderful moment, possibly, you know, 3 to 5 seconds, my element was glowing red hot, and I had bread in there, and it was toasting, but then the element got too hot and melted itself. So it was kind of a beautiful moment which ended in tragedy.
But I mean, you must have been pretty stoked still, because it worked for a few seconds.
For a few seconds it worked. It just kind of worked too well.
Thomas, I have to ask you finally, after everything, tell us what your toaster cost after you've added all the costs up.
£1,354, I think.
That's about $1,800.
Yeah.
To build a toaster that originally cost $7.
Yeah, that kind of illustrates a nice point about economies of scale, etc. I expect people wouldn't be quite so willing to kind of throw this stuff away if they had to make it all themselves and it cost that much.
Absolutely fascinating project. Thomas Thwaite's book is The Toaster Project, or A Heroic Attempt to Build a Simple Electric Appliance from Scratch. Heroic indeed, Thomas. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marco. Thanks.
If you want to see what Thomas's finished toaster looks like, we've got pictures at theworld.org.